I have to talk about this. As a concerned American, I think we all need to be putting more attention on Palantir. Specifically, Palantir's collaboration with ICE and the Trump administration to create a centralized database that tracks United States citizens, non-citizens, people who are applying, going through the process, and people here illegally. No one is spared. Everybody is tracked in a consolidated, centralized database that we can't access, but the government can. Politicians are incentivized to allow this to happen because they're invested in Palantir. They're invested in the company, so they either turn a blind eye, or like the Trump administration, they are actively incentivized to collaborate with ICE to gain more power. It is absolutely despicable, and the reality is they're not hiding it. Palantir is working on a tool for ICE that populates a map with potential deportation targets, but they need to be tracking everybody in order for this to happen. Just to back up, ICE is becoming increasingly unpopular, even beyond the Palantir of it all. I mean, the videos that we all have in our face, the protesters in Minneapolis and across the country who have ICE in their face on the ground are proving that ICE is reckless, overstepping, and does not need more power. So if you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, if you want more coverage of Palantir and all of this type of content, drop a like, make sure you subscribe and watch until the end. Let's back up and show you how unpopular ICE is. This is an example of ICE getting kicked out of a restaurant that went incredibly viral. I want to play it for you for just one moment. I'm going to mute it so YouTube doesn't take this down because of the music, but people are turning out, and through sheer numbers, they are shutting down ICE. Not through force, not through hurting anybody. No hands are laid on anybody in this situation, but they continue to yell. And the best part is, Fox News was then forced to cover this as a failure of ICE.
Take off your mask! Take off your mask!
Out of here, you fat little...
That's the most American thing I've ever seen. Not the ICE agents in masks that are acting like Gestapo, which Joe Rogan even said, but calling him a fat little bitch, or whatever he said. That was on Fox News. That was forced to be played on Fox News. But to continue, Tom Homan then admits that they are collaborating with ICE, ICE and Palantir to create this database on Fox News. I mean, the fact that they are just admitting this on the state regime media known as Fox News is insane. Listen to Tom Homan, Trump's ICE czar.
This job and these people who want to say follow ICE, and film ICE, you know what? You can protest. They have that right. But when you cross that line, and we've proven it, if you interfere or impede or assault an ICE officer, you will be prosecuted. And one thing I'm pushing for right now, Laura, we're going to create a database where those people that are arrested for interference, impediment, assault, we're going to make them famous. We're going to put their face on TV. We're going to let their employers in their neighborhoods, in their schools, know who these people are. Because as you said, a lot of these people, they say they're taking time off work to protest. I bet you a lot of them are calling in sick. I bet you a lot of their employers don't know what they're doing. But we're going to make sure everybody knows who they are. We're going to broadcast. They want to broadcast the ICE officer that was nearly killed all over the internet.
This dude is not very well-spoken. It's a really close competition between him and Nick Shirley for who's the least well-spoken person in MAGA, because Jesus Christ. But do you not hear what he's saying in that clip? He's not just saying that they're tracking immigrants or illegal immigrants, not that that would be okay, obviously, but he's saying that they are tracking protesters, U.S. citizens. That's why this breaking news is striking. Palantir is working on a tool for immigration and customs enforcement that populates a map with potential deportation targets, brings up a dossier on each person, and provides a confidence score on the person's current address per 404 Media. We have the 404 Media article right here, but really quickly, what happened to small government conservatives? What the absolute hell? I thought that conservatives wanted less federal overreach, but they're willing to look the other way as Donald Trump steps all over Congress to place tariffs, to try to end birthright citizenship, change the economy. He is going rogue, starting wars or striking other countries without Congress's approval, and it is despicable. Can I just point out, as each day goes by, ICE is growing less and less popular. People hate them more and more. They were already unpopular and gaining less popularity through Trump's term. But it's really accelerated recently. Like, read the story. ICE agents eat at a small town Mexican restaurant. Then they arrest the workers. They detain three workers from a family-owned Mexican restaurant in Wilmar hours after four agents ate there. It was not immediately clear what the immigration status of those detained was, but four ICE agents sat in a booth for a meal, likely enjoyed it. Then the arrest happened at 8:30 when they were leaving work. It kind of reminds me of none other than Caroline Leavitt getting caught eating at a Mexican restaurant in D.C. What nerve and hypocrisy from Caroline Leavitt, says Deacon, who's seen eating Mexican food at a restaurant, obviously some tacos or another Mexican dish. I say hypocrisy because she and her superiors keep calling us criminals, and the worst part is, oh, but Mexican food is fine. Jennifer Welch said it best.
I've had it with white people that triple trumped,
yeah,
that have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant, go to perhaps their gay hairdresser. I don't think you should be able to enjoy anything but Cracker Barrel. And if you want to triple trump, and you want to browbeat DEI, and you want to browbeat gay people, and you want to browbeat black people as you've been doing for 400 years, and you want to browbeat this generation of immigrants that come over here and open up businesses earnestly, pay their taxes, you want to demonize them and call them rapists and felons and all this shit, when the felon is the teeny weeny mushroom cock piece of shit, Kankles McTaco tits at the top of the ticket.
Okay, I thought we could use a little bit of comedy before we jump into this really depressing article about how the Palantir app ICE uses to find neighborhoods to raid. Internal ICE material and testimony from an official obtained by 404 Media provides the clearest link yet between the technological infrastructure Palantir is building for ICE and the agency's activities on the ground. Listen to this. Palantir is working on a tool for ICE that populates a map with potential deportation targets. The findings, based on internal ICE material obtained by 404 Media, public procurement records, and recent sworn testimony from an ICE agent, show the clearest link yet between the technological infrastructure Palantir is building for ICE and the agency's activities on the ground that we're all currently seeing. The tool receives people's addresses from the Department of Health and Human Services, among a range of other resources, according to the material. The news comes after DHS head Christine Ohm said the agency is sending hundreds more federal agents to Minneapolis, and widespread protests against the agency have surged. Last week, ICE officer Jonathan Ross shot and killed 37-year-old U.S. citizen Renee Nicole Good. And this says, quote, enhanced leads identification and targeting for enforcement, Elite, is a targeting tool designed to improve capabilities for identifying and prioritizing high-value targets through advanced analytics. A user guide for Elite obtained by 404 Media says, the tool aims to be nearly all-encompassing when it comes to finding ICE agents, from identifying subjects in the first place to building a list of people to supervisors approaching selections for officers to ultimately go in the field and apprehend. All right, and listen to this. ICE is using an app to track people's face. So then we started to see photos of them searching the face of just minorities. They would scan the face of minorities in their car and see if the person was there legally, see their address, see everything. Then 404 Media found the transaction history of Palantir and the contracts. In these contracts, we see one that says enhanced leads identification and targeting for enforcement, which means Elite. And the Elite user guide does not say who developed the system, but the tool's distinctive title, ELITE, exactly matches one included in an addendum to a Palantir contract from last year. It says Palantir should continue configuration and engineering services for Elite and some other ICE tools. That supplemental agreement for a $29.9 million project started in September and is planned to go on for at least a year. Palantir has worked with ICE for years, but now they're ramping up funding this in a weird, dystopian, crazy way. I'm going to end it there. This is government overreach. As an American, I'm concerned about this. I'm going to make more videos about Palantir, maybe every single day until we get some answers. If you want that, drop a like, subscribe, make sure you drop a blue heart. I love you all. Peace out.